You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Bots, sock puppets, and trolls. Oh my. Mr. Zuckerberg goes to Washington. Equifax sources suggest China did it. Credit Bureau fishbait chums the internet. Pyongyang gets a new internet connection, and observers bet it's not for checking Mr. Kim's fantasy sports leagues. ISIS posts more inspiration and warnings. NSA prepares to wind down Section 702 operations. U.S. and Russia seem to agree on one thing at least. Bitcoin fraud is bad. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Monday, October 2nd, 2017. Facebook is expected today to provide the U.S. Congress with evidence concerning 2016 election ads purchased by Russia's Internet Research Agency. Bots have become more visibly active in social media. Their tendency has been to exacerbate conflict without much discernible interest in conflict's outcome. Thus, there's been some vigorous bot tweeting on both sides of the take-a-knee protests surrounding the U.S. national anthem at professional American football games. McAfee reports that one of the fastest-growing bits of malware last quarter was FaceLiker, a trojan that infects a user's browser when it visits a compromised site. FaceLiker then proceeds to pony up Facebook likes and advertising content without the user's knowledge or permission. This is principally a criminal enterprise engaged in illicitly goosing advertising revenue, but the information operational uses of this sort of tool are easy to envision. U.S. Senator Warner, a Democrat from Virginia, vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, thinks social media have now become decidedly weaponized. He says, quote, "We're increasingly in a world where cyber vulnerability, misinformation, and disinformation may be the tools of conflict," end quote. He also says, and in this he's literally correct, that social media accounts are a lot cheaper than a fifth-generation fighter aircraft. Who's doing the weaponization isn't in doubt. Warner says it's Russia. And he's been disappointed by his committee's meeting with Twitter officials, whom Warner said showed an enormous lack of understanding of just how serious the matter is. So bots, sock puppets, trolls, and advertising seem to be the principal modes in which the ill-intentioned seek to shape and influence opinion online. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg expressed his wishes to atone for the sorry state of bad think his platform has contributed to, It's a tough problem, to be sure, and ideas are quicksilver. They seem to flow into new channels as soon as one is closed to them. Equifax is suggesting its data breach was probably the work of Chinese intelligence services. Sources claim to perceive similarities of tactics and approach to the 2016 intrusion into the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. The OPM breach has been widely attributed to cyber operators in China's People's Liberation Army. Sources also say a dispute between Equifax and FireEye unit Mandiant may have contributed to the problem. Equifax is said to have thought Mandiant substituted junior personnel for the senior consultants Equifax believed they'd hired, and that this led the credit bureau to discount the security consultants' warnings during a crucial phase of the attack. Once they'd made up, the attackers had put themselves in a position to steal what they wanted to steal. There was evidently no permanent rupture between Equifax and Mandiant. Mandiant is the firm Equifax says it brought in this past August to investigate and help remediate the damage done by the hackers. One immediate criminal impact of the Equifax breach has been to chum the internet with a lot of credit-themed fishbait, most of it spoofing emails from financial institutions. All would be well advised to treat emails that offer solutions to Equifax issues with appropriate skepticism. Trans Telecom, a Russian telecommunications firm, appears to have established an internet connection with North Korea. This supplements the DPRK's other previously existing internet connection through China Unicom. North Korea is famously a minimally connected country, and the new capacity surely hasn't been established with a view to enabling locals to download free Space Invaders from retro gamer shops, shop on Alibaba, or access Dennis Rodman's Facebook page. As the DPRK faces financial pressure from international sanctions imposed in the hopes of curbing Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, the country's regime has turned increasingly to online crime to finance itself. The willingness of a Russian telco to deliver the internet to North Korea also speaks volumes about where the biggest holes in any international sanctions regime are likely to be found. The new connectivity increases Pyongyang's bandwidth and resilience. It remains to be seen whether this will produce more attack potential than it does potential attack surface. ISIS does some virtual whistling past the graveyard with online videos displaying captured coalition small arms, specifically an AT-4 shoulder-fired anti-tank rocket, an M4 carbine, and one each M16 and M14 battle rifles. This is pretty small beer and four very widely used weapons. That AT-4 may well just be a discarded launch tube, too. And it hardly compensates for the destruction of the caliphate's hold on territory. But perhaps this won't matter to the callow audience for ISIS inspiration. More worrisome than a handful of guns is ISIS's warning to Muslims, conveyed via Telegram, to avoid public places in infidel lands, as these will be targets of the soldiers of the caliphate. The warning specifically calls out the U.S., Russia, France, the United Kingdom, Canada, Belgium, Australia, and Italy. It also appears to represent cheerleading, of course, but also inspiration and a gesture of preemptive absolution for any Muslim deaths that will occur as foreseeable collateral damage. In the U.S., the National Security Agency said Friday that it would have to begin winding down its online surveillance program, commonly known as Section 702 Authority, even before it expires at the end of the year. The intelligence community has been urging Congress to reauthorize Section 702 before that winding down begins. And finally, alleged Russian Bitcoin fraudster Alexander Vinnik told a Greek court in Thessaloniki Friday that he didn't do it, and that Greece shouldn't extradite him to the U.S., which is interested in giving Mr. Vinnik an opportunity to make his case for innocence in front of a federal court. Even if the Greek authorities don't send him to the U.S., Mr. Vinnik probably isn't home free. The Russians say they want him on a fraud beef as well. And in these troubled times, isn't such a display of solidarity between Russians and Americans a breath of fresh air?
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
And I'm pleased to be joined once again by Johannes Ulrich. He's from the SANS Technology Institute and also the host of the ISC Stormcast podcast. Johannes, welcome back. There's some new malware techniques floating around, and you wanted to give us some details.
Yes, what we saw recently was some malicious spam, and it was very much obviously malicious. It was one of those spam messages that claimed to contain an invoice, but really included a zip file. Now, where it got interesting was when we looked at this zip file actually turned out to be non-malicious. It actually turned out to be a security product. It was Avast's SafeZone browser. It was validly signed. The tricky part here was that this particular safe and valid executable came with a malicious DLL. And now DLLs are these libraries that are being loaded by Windows software at runtime. Many Windows programs don't really check very carefully what they're loading. So as long as the attacker is able to place a DLL with the right name in the directory from which you're starting the software, it will load this malicious DLL. So pretty neat little trick here that the bad guys are using in order to bypass antivirus and other techniques like whitelisting, for example, in order to infect users with their malware.
So then what does the DLL do?
The DLL in this case was a banking malware. It did inject pages into banking sessions, just like what your average banking malware would do.
So is there a way to protect against this?
Not really, other than, don't click on these attachments, of course. That's always good advice, but hard to follow through with if you think about how many legitimate attachments users are receiving every day.
So it's a benign attachment on the whole, but then inside of there is hidden the actual malware.
Correct.
All right. Good information. Johannes Ulrich, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's VANTA.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.